This is American English Expressions. I'm Lori. In this episode, you'll learn 5 natural American expressions involving animals, but not really about animals, in under 5 minutes. To bug someone, to have bigger fish to fry, to chicken out, to pig out, and to monkey around. To make it easier to follow along, click the link in this episode's description. That will take you to the transcript study guide with extra content. You'll get a bonus expression, more examples, vocabulary words to study, and a quiz. Let's get started. We begin with a Lori story. My friend called me the other day and started with, "Sorry to bug you." To bug you. This means she regrets bothering me. "Sorry to bug you" is a nice expression to say before you ask someone for help or interrupt them. You're acknowledging that the other person might be busy and you could be bothering them. You might also hear kids, especially brothers and sisters, using this expression too, but a little differently. In fact, I think my sister and I said this a lot to our parents when we were growing up. "Mom, tell her to stop bugging me," meaning, "stop bothering me." Unfortunately, I couldn't help my friend at that moment because my computer had just crashed. I said to her, "I can't help you right now. I've got bigger fish to fry." Got bigger fish to fry. Americans say they've got bigger fish to fry when there's a larger problem to solve rather than the current smaller one. In other words, "I can't deal with your smaller issue because I've got to work on this larger one." When I was in college, I acted in the theater. One time I came to rehearsal and noticed the set wasn't finished yet and the show was opening in a few days. I expressed my concern to our director and he said, "We've got bigger fish to fry. Our leading man has the flu." My friend's problem had to do with giving a work presentation. She gets really anxious about speaking in front of an audience, so she was thinking about chickening out. Chickening out. To chicken out means to not do something because you're scared or uncomfortable. She wanted to chicken out of giving the presentation, but then that would put more pressure on her colleague, who would then have to step in and do it for her. Here's an animal expression that's pretty funny when you think about this particular animal. Some people just love to eat. Food is a special pleasure. To pig out is an expression Americans use when there's a lot of eating going on, as in, "We really pigged out on sushi last night." That means large quantities were consumed and everybody went home very full. Americans love to watch sports on TV and they hold parties with tons of snacks. They watch the game and pig out. I have a 6-year-old student who loves to sing and dance in my living room during our lessons. It's very cute, but at some point we have to do our work. Sometimes I'll say, "Okay, let's stop monkeying around now and read these sentences." Monkeying around. This can mean having fun, playing, being loud, or causing trouble. It depends on the context. When my sister and I were little and the family took road trips, of course we would start monkeying around in the back seat, poking each other, climbing all over everything, breaking stuff, making noise, etc. My dad would say, "Hey, calm down and stop monkeying around back there." To monkey around has another meaning, and to explain it, here's another Lori story. Once I had a leaky kitchen sink. Usually, my dad can fix anything because he's a skilled handyman, but this problem was too complex. He suggested I call a plumber because he didn't want to monkey around with it and cause bigger problems. This means he didn't want to spend a lot of time trying to fix it, knowing he couldn't solve the problem and might even make it worse. 2 similar expressions are fuss with and fool around with. Once while working in a design software program, I couldn't get the graphics to line up correctly. I was late to meet my friend, so I didn't have time to fuss with it. I didn't have time to fool around with it. See how they're interchangeable? Here's some more to think about. How do you react when someone bugs you? If you're busy, someone bugging you can really test your patience, can't it? Do you make time to study English every day, or do you have bigger fish to fry? Have you ever chickened out of doing something? What happened as a result? What do you like to pig out on? When I teach at one of my students' houses, we always pig out on treats and junk food. If your kids or grandkids are running around the house, tell them to stop monkeying around and finish their homework. You might even get a laugh because kids love monkeys. Sorry to bug you, but don't forget to click the link in this episode's description for your transcript study guide. Have you heard any of these expressions in daily life? Email me at lori@americanenglishexpressions.com. Lori is spelled L-A-U-R-I-E. Thanks for listening!